Welcome to the evening of our Children's Day. And just before we begin our program, I thought we would sing a few wee choruses together. All right, but I need an assistant. I think Jake's going to help me to move on this PowerPoint. So thank you, Jake. This is the day that the Lord hath made. All right. Oh. And our organist and pianist are going to help us as well. have our opening hymn, 306, "Of the Cross, of the Cross, Where I First Saw the Light." Great gospel hymn, and this has been requested for to be sung tonight. "I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, or to defend his cause. Maintain the honour of his word, the glory of his cross." Thank you, Jake, for helping tonight. Gracious God, as we come to your presence tonight, we glory in the cross. We think of Paul when he said, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." And this opening hymn has reminded us of that place where the Saviour gave his life, poured out his blood, paid the price for our sin, when he died there at Calvary's cross. And Lord, we thank thee that it is at the cross where we first saw the light and the burden of our heart rolled away. We were strangers to thee and to your grace. We were sinful in thy sight. We had broken your commandments. We deserved nothing but the eternal wrath of God. But we thank thee in loving kindness, Jesus came, our souls in mercy to reclaim. Lord, we thank thee for that very day when they came to the place which is called Calvary, and there they crucified him. And the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life willingly, voluntarily, for us, for his people. We thank thee for many in this church building tonight that can look back to a time when they accepted Christ, received him. And as many as received him, to them give thee power, the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Lord, there was that moment when we believed on your name. We trusted in Christ alone for eternal salvation, and our sins were dealt with. And we're saved tonight, not because of who we are or what we have done, but we're saved because of what Christ has done for us. And so we glory in the cross. We pray that the children of our Sunday school will know these things and learn them well as they come week by week and sit in our Sunday school classes and their teachers open up the Word of God. We pray that they will receive a good knowledge of divine truth. And we pray especially that they will come to know the message of the gospel, how they can be reconciled to God, how they can be saved. And Lord, we pray for all of them that they will come to that place, if they have not come there already, and trust in the Redeemer and find Christ as their Savior and know their sins forgiven. Bless tonight. Oh God, you were with us this morning. You helped in the service, the children that took part, and Christina, she brought the message. And Lord, this is a new meeting, another time when we come to your house and we need your help again tonight. Be one of our number. Let the presence of God fill this room. Help the children that participate this evening. Again, for Christina, as she speaks, Lord, may she know the power of God. As she brings the message that you've laid upon her heart for the children, Lord, fill her with God the Holy Spirit. And Lord, this is a meeting that could count for eternity. When some dear soul, young or old, here in the building, or maybe listening in on the internet, will find Christ as their Savior. We pray to that end that this will be such a night. We know that we're just in this world for a little time. And our life is like that vapor that appeareth, as James says, for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Oh Lord, may we make sure that we're right with God and ready for heaven. Shut us in with yourself and bless the needy. Lord, you know the sick ones that are upon our minds and in our hearts. And even the sorrowing ones too. We think of the Wagner family and we pray for them that you will bless them at this time in their sorrow for Jesus' sake. Amen. And amen. We're very glad to have Taylor again this evening to give everyone that is here a very warm word of welcome. So Taylor Elliott is going to come up and give you that welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. I hope I don't forget what I'm supposed to say. I know it's very important on this special day. I think it starts with welcome. Next is glad you came. Hope our program brings a smile that honors Jesus' name.
Thank you, Taylor. Now, I've been looking forward to this bit. Melanie and Elaine, if it goes well, I'm going to give you credit. All right. And if it doesn't, I'm still going to give you credit. Cassia and Susanna, you're on now. And you're going to come and sing for us Praise Him Too. Well, at least we have a solo. And we have a duet.
The Bible says in Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything have breath, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord.
Oh. So my opening remarks, you see, I saw the practice just on video, and that was a wee bit different tonight. So well done, Cassia and Susanna, for taking part tonight. May the Lord bless that piece. Now we're going to have our first scripture reading from John chapter 13, verse 31 to 35. And Grace Glenn is going to come and read for us. Thank you, Grace.
Therefore, when he is gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have one love one to another."
Amen. Thank you very much, Grace. Well done. That's just a wee word of appreciation when people do that. We want to thank you for your willingness. Getting up in front of everyone's not easy. Now we have a solo, "Jesus Loves Me," and Ava Fletcher is going to sing for us. Thank you. Thank you, Ava. That was beautiful. And if you were listening to the video this morning, we gave emphasis to that lovely hymn, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." Not sure who she takes the talent after, Stephen Cherith. He shrugs his shoulders, so not too sure. But that was lovely. Thank you very much. We have a recitation now. "I Love to Go to Sunday School." And Kyle Connor is going to come and do that for us. No. Oh, he's not here, sorry. We go on to the next one. This young lady at the front here, who played so beautifully this morning, Naomi, is going to play tonight again, a solo on the flute. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful piece that speaks of Jesus, our Redeemer. And we are thankful to the Lord. If you know the words, thank you. This hymn is saying thank you to the Lord for what he's done when he came into this world to be our Saviour. Our second scripture reading is Luke chapter 18, 15 to 27. And Kyle Blair is going to read God's word. Thank you, Kyle.
Luke chapter 18, verses 15, 27. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer, little children, to come unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these things I have kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Well read, and do appreciate you reading that passage of scripture, full of challenge for all of us tonight. I want to welcome you again in the Saviour's name to our Children's Day, the evening service. I want to thank Melanie and Liam for all that they've done, bringing this together, organising Children's Day. And just to remind you, we're having a special offering, that's at the door as you leave, to provide monitors in the Sunday school classroom. So please do remember that as you give. There's a prayer meeting tonight for our Christian school, tomorrow night for the Christian school. And everyone that would like to come and pray is invited. That's at 8 o'clock. Thursday night is a deputation service at 8 o'clock for Emmanuel Christian School in Uganda. And we are delighted that Noreen has been with us these weeks. And she'll say something to us on Thursday night. The Reverend Brown is the one who was coming to speak about the school and the needs of it. And we do invite you to come back. This is a very important ministry, and we're looking forward to hearing what's happening on the mission field and the difficulties even now with lockdown and all the rest of it. And Noreen will be going back to that the following day. Pray for her as she travels on Friday. Saturday is a preparation day for our special anniversary service at Cabra. We intend to go there on Sunday night, as I'll mention just in a moment. Remember the prayer meeting on the Lord's Day morning at 8 o'clock on Zoom, the Sunday school at 10:30 present here in the building, and then the Bible class on Zoom at 10:30 also, as Mervyn continues with the study of the Father's house. Now, 70 years ago, the Lord in his providence and mercy brought this work into being, and it took place out at Cabra. And we want to acknowledge these 70 years that God has given to us. Scripture tells us to be thankful, and we want to look back with thankfulness at our 12 o'clock meeting next Lord's Day. And Sadie and Robert McCauley will be taking part that's aunt and nephew. And we're looking forward to what they have to say as they reflect over 7 decades. The gospel service then will be at Cabra, God willing, at 7 o'clock. And you'll see in this, weather permitting. So pray for good weather, that the ground will be hard enough. There'll be not too much rain, so that we can drive onto the field that is just beside the old church there. Pray much for that meeting as we go back to our roots. Great things happened out of that site from the beginning, when we had the mission 70 years ago, when 100 people were converted at the schoolhouse, which is not too far away from where the church was built. And then, of course, they met in the barn for over a year. And then, I think it was the 23rd of June, the church was opened here at Cabra. So 7 o'clock is the time. Pray much for it. I want to thank you for your tithes and offerings to the work of God. And we also want tonight to sincerely thank our musicians in the church. So we think of our pianist, Diane, and our organists, Elaine, Sylvia and Melanie. And usually at our Sunday school social, we acknowledge this. And we didn't have that social this year, and we didn't have it last year. But I want them to come up to the front, please, to sing a wee quartet. They can think about what they're going to sing as they come. I've sanitized my hands, okay? But I want to give them just a little token of appreciation from the congregation here for all the hard work that they do in worshiping the Lord with us on the musical instruments. So they're not running. Just come up to the front, please. Do you want separate microphones or... Sylvia, we appreciate the work that you do on behalf of the congregation here. I want to thank you sincerely. And Leon also. And Melanie, thank you. And Diane, may the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
I would shake your hands, but we don't do that these days. But we will give them a wee round of applause. Thank you. I want to ask for their services now as we sing together the hymn 700. This is one of my favourite children's hymns. Around the throne of God in heaven, thousands of children stand. Children whose sins are all forgiven, a holy, happy band. And I want you to think of the words of this hymn. It takes us through the wonderful truths of God's word. How did these children get there? And this hymn tells us how they got there, how any man or woman or child gets to heaven. It's so important, this message. So let's think about the hymn tonight, the words of it especially, as we sing. And maybe just to change our position, we'll ask you to stand after we have the introduction. Thank you.
Thank you.
lovely to be in God's house and to see everyone singing and the children singing. I can see especially the ones here at the front, and it's lovely to see you singing out so well tonight. Now, the Sunday school choir has a wee piece that we're going to sing from the past. Can't have all the children up because of the present conditions of COVID-19, but we can listen to them from the past. And this is just a little extract. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Enjoyed that. Christina, we enjoyed you this morning as you brought the Word of God, as you told about that handsome man and that man with the long hair and what became of him and what we learned from God's Word. So we appreciate you being the special speaker today at our Children's Day. She's not too far away from Resharkin, and she's a Logan, so she has relatives in this church as well. And Christina, we want to welcome you again in the Saviour's name to Hebron tonight. I'm going to ask you to come and address the children. Thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you once again, Reverend Park, for the kind words of welcome here tonight to Hebron. It's really lovely to be here with you again tonight and to hear all the boys and girls who took part again tonight. You were just as good as the ones that took part this morning. You've done very, very well. And you've obviously, again, have worked so hard. So thank you very much. I very much enjoyed it. And I'll be able to go and tell all people in Resharkin about how good the boys and girls did here in Ballymoney. My boys and girls, those of you here this morning, Reverend Park mentioned about the man that we looked at this morning. Does anybody remember his name? Anybody listening super, super well? Yes, Benzac? David, yes, we did look at David. Yes, our father in our story was David. Does anybody know what the son was called? The bad son who did those evil and wicked things? Go for it. Absalom, yes, well done. You must have listened very, very well. Yes, this morning we looked at David, we looked at Absalom. And do you remember how we learned there about how David, even though Absalom had done so many things that were wrong, David still loved him. Why? Because he was his son. David was his father. And that reminds us of God as our Heavenly Father, his love for us, even when we do those things that are wrong. And he loved us as sinners. If you're a sinner and hear this tonight, he loved you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross to take away your sins. We're going to look at something a bit different tonight. And like I said this morning, I gave you a little hint as to who we were looking at tonight. And it was a boy in the Bible, and his name begins with S. So maybe some of you have been thinking about who it could be. But we'll come to in a wee second, and we'll see if anyone's got any guesses. And I'm going to need a few people up the front tonight as well, so hopefully you're all ready and roaring to go. Before we do that, we're going to pray first. So remember what we did this morning, our prayer drill. We're going to A, fold our, what do we do? Arms, perfect. B, bow our heads. And C, close our eyes and our mouth. That's an important one. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us here tonight again to church. We thank you, Lord, for all the boys and girls who took part tonight and this morning as well. And we thank you, Lord, for all the boys and girls who are in here tonight. And we just pray, Lord, help us now as we come to listen to thy word. Help us to listen and to understand. For your name's sake, we ask these things. Amen. Now, I've got something with me tonight. And I want you to try to guess what this is. Does anybody know what this is? Anybody? Yes, go for it. What's that? A tape measure, yeah. Anybody got a tape measure at home? I'm sure lots of dads out there, maybe the mums too, have got tape measures at home. I like to go around and measure stuff just to look fancy, look at me measuring things. But I brought a tape measure with me tonight because I hope by this tape measure to illustrate something to all of you in here tonight. But I have a question for you first, boys and girls. Does anybody know what the Bible tells us about how long a person on average lives for? Does anybody know? Do we read a verse in the Bible that tells us how long a person usually lives for. Does anybody know how long, how many years this Bible verse tells us that a person usually lives for? Go for it. Say it out loud, sir. I can't hear you. 70! Is he right? He is indeed. Very smart. Yes, 70. There's a wee verse in the Bible in Psalms chapter 90, verse 10, that tells us that the days of our years are 70 years and 10. So a score in the Bible is how many? Does anybody know? If you do your maths right, so there's 3 of these plus 10. Anybody else know? How many years is a score? Anybody else have a guess? Go for it. 20, yeah. So 3 times 20, if you're good at your maths, I'm not very good at maths, but 3 times 20 is, anybody know? 60, and plus 10 is 70. All right, so that's what that means there, 70 years and 10. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm hopefully going to show this on our tape measure. Okay, so a tape measure measures in centimetres and metres, sometimes in inches or feet, but we're going to go in centimetres and metres tonight, all right? So I'm going to pull out to 70. So there we go. So that there, 70. So 1 centimetre represents a year. So that there's how long we're told in the Bible that some people get to live for. Now, of course, some people live for longer. Some people might live to maybe 80 years. Some people might even live to 90 years. Some people might even live to 100 years. All right. Some people don't live as long as that. Some people might die young. Some people might die before they reach 70 years of age. But that's what we're told. On average, people get about 70 years. Now, who is the youngest boy or girl in here tonight? Somebody shout out their age to think they're youngest. Anybody in here 1 year old? No 1 year old? Anybody in here 2 years old? Still no 3 years old? 4 years old? Just find me somebody 4. Is anybody 4? Well, guess what? That's all you've lived so far. Just that wee tiny, tiny bit. So what I'm going to do, obviously, people, like I said, they live sometimes a wee bit longer. And in the Bible, we read about people who live way, way longer than 70 years old. And if we're going to need some people up the front to help me, because we're going to see how long some of these people lived in the Bible for. We're going to start with a man called Moses. Anybody know who Moses is? Yeah, we've all heard about Moses. Now, like I said, we usually get to about there. All right. Now, Moses, anybody know how long Moses lived for? This is a real test for the adults in here tonight, too. Anybody want to try to guess how long Moses lived for? Go for it. 100, not 100, a wee bit longer than that. He lived to... I need somebody to come up, try to come up and help me hold this. Come on ahead. You grab the end of that, all right? So he lived to this 120, all right? So that's quite long. So usually we live to about there. He lived this much longer. Let's have a woman from the Bible. Sarah, Abraham's wife. Anybody know how long Sarah lived for? I'll give you a clue. She lived a wee bit longer. She lived to 127 years old. Let's go for Abraham. Abraham lived even longer. He lived to 175. So he's all there. Now, where's 70 at? All the way down there. So he lived way, way longer. We're going to run out of room, I think, in a minute or two. Okay. Do you think people live longer than 175? What do you think? They did, indeed. Let's really jump up a bit. Let's go Enoch. I'm going to need somebody else up to grab the middle of this. Jake, come on, yep. And then we maybe have to step down. Come, you step down. All right. You keep going that way. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, we're really going to run out of room. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Where are we at now? Oh, we passed it. Enoch lived to 365. All right. You hold it there for me, Jake. Good job. So 70's way, way, way down there. So Enoch lived to here. We're going to jump even further. We're going to need somebody else up to hold it. Yep, come on, yep. And you, can you go in the middle between Jack? All right. And you know what? We might have to go up the middle of the church. So let's all go up over. That's it, that's it, that's it. No, stay. What's your name for? Ellie. Ellie, if you stay where you're at, and we're going to go like this. And then we're going to go like this. All right. You come this way. Jake, you're going to hold it for me. We're going to keep going. 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 And who did I say we're going to? Enoch. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Oh, we passed it. He lived to 777. Now, can anybody point out 70? Way, way down with Ellie. All right, we're going to keep going. Let's go to Seth. Anybody know how long Seth lived for? No? Well, keep going. I'll keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, missed him. Seth lived to 912. He lived way down there, or way up there. 70's way, way down there. Right, we're getting near the end here. Adam, he lived to 930. So he's just here. All right. Let's go Noah. Anybody know how long Noah lived for? Maybe a wee bit more knowledge. Well, anybody know? What's 930 plus 20, Jack? Do you know? No? 930 plus 20 is 900 and? Yeah? 50, yes. So Noah lived to that. All right, oldest man in the Bible. We're nearly there. How old was the oldest man in the Bible? Everybody should know that one. Anybody know? Say it out loud. 969. Now, who was the oldest man in the Bible? Methuselah. Let's keep going, let's keep going, let's keep going. There we go. Oh, no, we're a bit too far. Oh, sorry, Dick. There you go. So, can somebody point out 70? Can anybody see 70 there on our tape measure? Can you point it out for me? The boy beside Ellie. We're all the way down there. So that is all the time that the Bible tells us we have. So as you can see, Methuselah lived way, way, way much longer than we did. And you know, sometimes it can be quite hard in our heads to kind of picture how long that is, 969 years. But if you think, look at this, that's going to be 10 metres long, it's a 10 metre ruler. So you can see how short time that we have compared to some of these great men in the book of Genesis who lived 900 plus years. You know, boys and girls, we're going to maybe go back down again. Thank you very much, Jack. You know, when I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about 70 years, I know we might say, oh, you know, that's quite a long time. 70 years. Lots and lots of time. All right, thank you very much. That's great. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Let's go back to 70. Thank you very much, everybody. That was great. So you might say, you know, 70, quite a long time. But when you see how long those other men lived for, we can see, you know, 70 years, it's not that long. In order, the way a verse in the Bible, Reverend Park mentioned it in his prayer at the start of the service, it says, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. And that vapor is like the thing when you go out on a really, really cold, frosty morning and you breathe, you know what you like, and you see your breath, and then it immediately vanishes away. And that's what our life is like, boys and girls. And I know you might be thinking, oh, well, I've got loads and loads and loads of time. But you know, if you speak to any adult in this room, you speak to your mum and dad, they'll tell you, you know what? Time flies by. And we don't really have that much time. And that big long ruler and all those men who lived those many, many hundreds of years really shows us how little time we have. You know, since we do have very little time, and since our lives really are like that breath that just vanishes away, the question we should ask ourselves is that what should we do with the little time we have on this earth? What should we do with these years that we have to live? What should we do with our lives? You know, boys and girls, there really is only one answer to that. And I hope as we come to look at our story tonight and our lesson and our boy we're going to look at tonight, that you will realize what that answer is. What should we do with our lives? We should give our lives to God. Give our lives completely and utterly to God. And as we look at our story tonight, I hope you will see that. Because we're going to look tonight at a boy whose name begins with S. Did anybody guess who that boy might be? Anybody guess? Go for it. Samuel. Well done. Very good. Well, he got that brilliantly. Samuel. Yes, tonight we are going to look at Samuel. Now, Samuel, read about Samuel, funnily enough, in the books of Samuel. They're named after him. And you can read this story in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now, we're told that Samuel was a very special boy. Samuel had a mum. His mum's name was Hannah. And we're told as you go and look in 1 Samuel in chapter 1 that Hannah was very unhappy because she couldn't have children, or she didn't have any children. But she came and she prayed on to God and she asked God that God would give her a child. God would give her a son. And if God gave her a son, well then what she would do is she would give that son back to God. And sure enough, we're told that God answered Hannah's prayer and Hannah had a little boy. And what was the name of that little boy? His name was Samuel. You know, Hannah kept her promise. And we're told that when Samuel was old enough, that Hannah took Samuel to the temple. And Hannah, she kept her promise to God. in that she gave Samuel back to God. And we're told that Samuel, he was brought to go under the care of the priest in the temple, a man called Eli. And Samuel was going to be there to help Eli in his job, where you help your mums and dads around the house. I hope you do, all these chores you've got to do. And that's what Samuel was going to do. He was going to go and help Samuel, or help Eli in the temple. And I'm not really entirely sure how old Samuel was. He may have been 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, but he was still a wee boy. I mean, some of you in here tonight are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And you know, we're told that he left his mum and dad, and he went to live in the temple and to serve God with Eli. You know, one night we're told there, like I said, Samuel, he had finished off the day. He was helping Eli around the temple. And one night we're told that he went to bed. As we all do every night, we go to bed. And he was looking forward to a really good night's sleep. He had worked really hard all day, and he just couldn't wait to get to bed. You know, as he was lying there in bed, something strange happened. We're told that he heard a voice. And this voice was calling out his name. Samuel! Samuel! Now, boys and girls, if you're lying in bed at night and you hear someone call out your name, maybe the first thought is, oh, what? Why is somebody calling out my name? I just want to go to sleep. I know that would be my thought. Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. But you know, Samuel, he realized, you know what? Maybe Eli is calling me. Maybe Eli is wanting me to do help him. Maybe something's happened to Eli. And we're told that Samuel, he got up and he ran. He ran into Eli. And he said to Eli, Eli, what do you want? You call for me. Now, boys and girls, Eli was fast asleep. And Eli woke up all day thinking, I didn't call you, Samuel. What are you talking about? Go back to bed. Maybe Eli thought that Samuel was playing a trick on him. But we're told that Eli told Samuel, go back to bed, Samuel. Go back to bed. So Samuel went back to bed. But the second time, same thing happened. Samuel heard a voice. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel thought, oh, well, what does Eli want now? So he ran, got up, ran down to Eli and said, I'm here, Eli. What's wrong? Eli again, fast asleep. He woke up. And he said, I didn't call you, Samuel. Go back to bed. Eli was starting to get cross. So Samuel went back to bed again. But the third time, we're told that Samuel heard another voice. Samuel, Samuel. This time Samuel got up and he thought, well, it has to be Eli. I know I'm not dreaming this. This is the third time this has happened. Eli has to be calling me. And so Samuel rushed back to Eli and said, Eli, what would you like? What do you want? Why are you calling me? And then something clicked with Eli. And Eli said, Samuel, next time you hear the voice, hear that person calling, Samuel, Samuel, I want you to say these words, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You know, who was this that was speaking to Samuel? Does anybody know? Was it Eli? No, who was it? Do you know down the back? God. It was. This was God coming and speaking on to Samuel. See, God had a very special message for Samuel. A message that Samuel, that God wanted Samuel to hear, and that's why God was calling for Samuel. Now, Eli realized this. He realized this was God that was speaking on to Samuel. And that's why he told Samuel to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So we're told that Samuel went back to bed. And sure enough, the fourth time, God came and called to Samuel. Samuel, Samuel. What do you think Samuel did? Do you think Samuel was like, you know what? I don't want the Lord to speak to me. Do you think he rolled over and went back to sleep? No. He said those words that Eli said. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You know, we're told that God had a message for Samuel. And it wasn't a very pleasant message because it was about Eli. That man that Samuel was there with and helping, about Eli and Eli's sons. And Eli's sons were very wicked people. And this message was saying that Eli's sons, they would be punished for their sins. So it wasn't a very nice message for Samuel to hear. But Samuel was willing to listen. You know, this was the start of Samuel really giving his life over to God. Now, he was only a young boy, but yet he was willing to listen and answer to God's call. You know, boys and girls, thinking back to what we said earlier about how we do, we have such a short time here in this earth, and we ask that question, well, what should we do with our lives in this earth? What should we do with the short time we have? Well, we should do what Samuel did. we should give our lives over to God, be willing to answer God's call for whatever he would have us to do. Even though for Samuel, this wasn't a nice thing that he was told, and it was a hard thing that Samuel was told. And Samuel worried about having to go and tell Eli because it was about Eli's sons. But yet Samuel was still willing to listen and to obey God's voice. You boys and girls, maybe you're listening here tonight and you're thinking, oh, you know what? I'm way too young. I'm way too young to listen to God's call for my life. You boys and girls, maybe you're in here tonight and you're not saved. And maybe you've heard God speak to you time and time again. God spoke to Samuel 4 times. Maybe you've heard God speak to you time and time again, maybe through Sunday school, maybe through meetings like this or children's meetings. And have you heard God tell you time and time again, you have to be saved, you must be saved, you have to have your sins washed away. But time and time again, you say, oh, you know what, not now. I've got plenty of time. I'm only young. I'm only 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. I've got plenty of time. I'll come when I'm older. You know, boys and girls, we read very sadly about a man in the Bible called Felix. And you know, Felix had that same exact same response when he heard the gospel. And we're told that when the Apostle Paul came and told Felix, Felix, you have to be saved. We're told that Felix told Paul, you know what? At a more convenient time for me, I will call on you. Felix, he said, you know what? Pretty much he was saying, you know, now's not a good time. I've got too much on my hands. It's not a good time for me. At a better time for me, then I will call on you. You can tell me all about the gospel again, and then I'll get saved. But boys and girls, the really sad thing is that we never read about Felix ever coming to ask the Lord into his heart to take away his sins. There was never a good time for Felix. But he should have listened to God when God told him that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And boys and girls, if you're in here tonight and you think, you know what, I know I need to get saved, but I've plenty of time. Well, I hope as you watch the ruler and you saw how short a time you really have, that you'll realize that now, right now, you need to be saved. There's no time to waste. And you might think, well, I'll get saved when I'm older. But then when you're older, you might think, well, I'll get saved maybe when I'm a lot older. Or I'll get saved just before maybe I die. I'll get saved then. But it might be too late. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us now. Now is the time to be saved. Now is the time to give your life over to God. And then when you are saved, boys and girls, and those of you in here tonight who are saved, you know, you can give your life over to God too. And you're not too young to come to God and pray unto God. God, show me what you want me to do with my life. Show me what you want me to do with the very short time I have here. Samuel was very young when God came and showed him what he was going to do with his life. But Samuel did it. You boys and girls, you're never too young to come and ask God, God, what do you want me to do? You never know, God might want you to become a missionary. God might want you to become a minister. God might want you to become a Sunday school teacher. Or God might want you to become a doctor or a farmer or whatever it might be. But it's so important that you ask God, what do you want me to do with my life? What do you want me to do with the very short time I have? You know, boys and girls, the wonderful thing is that God has a job for all of us to do. And it's so important that we make sure that we know what God's job is for us, so we don't waste the time that we have. So boys and girls, my time is up tonight. But I hope that you will remember this story of Samuel. I hope you remember even what you've learned tonight from the measuring tape. Next time you go out and measure stuff, and you'll think about how short a time we all have. And if you're not saved, that you'll realize that now is the time to be saved. Now is the day of salvation, that you'll come and ask the Lord into your heart to take away your sin. We learned this morning that we can be saved. Why? Because God loves us. And he loved us so much he sent his son to die on the cross to take away our sins. And then for those of you who are saved, make sure you ask the Lord, what do you want me to do with the time that I have? Show me your will for my life. And we know and we can be sure that the Lord will show us what he wants us to do. Thank you once again for having me along today, boys and girls. I really have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed coming and listening to all the things you've been doing. And I hope you've enjoyed as we looked at Absalom this morning and David, and as we looked at Samuel tonight, and that you'll remember what we've learned. And most importantly, that if you're not saved, that you'll come now. You'll ask the Lord into your heart to take away your sin. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christina. Trust the Lord again will bless his word. We do have a hymn that we want to sing in closing tonight. If I can get this right. Didn't get it right. You can see it sufficiently on the right hand side. There is a city bright. It's reminding us of heaven. And those gates are closed. They're closed to sin. And nothing that defiles that place can enter in. But there is a way. And that is Christ. So think of the words as we sing them tonight. And after we sing, we'll ask our Sunday School Superintendent Wesley to come and close in prayer. There is the city bright. If you want to think about as we close in prayer tonight. We cry from the heart, O Lamb of God, I pray, cleanse me and save me, wash all my sins away. And if you do that, you come to the Saviour. He will cleanse you and he will save you. And if we can help you after the meeting, you're concerned about your soul. That's why we're here. Come and speak to us afterwards. Maybe some of the children, you can come and speak to Christina. Thank you.
Let's all bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give thee thanks tonight for thy presence with us in our children's day today. We thank thee, Lord, for help given to each boy and girl who took part. We thank thee for thy word as it was read, as the recitations were said, and as the pieces were sang. Lord, we just pray that everything that has done today will bring glory to thy name. Lord, we thank thee as well for thy precious word. We thank you for the lessons that we learned as Christina spoke to us both this morning and again this evening. The lessons that we learned from the life of David and of Absalom. And Lord, again tonight of Samuel. And Lord, we just pray that the boys and girls that have come and attended our Sunday school, and we thank you so much, Lord, for bringing them along each Sabbath morning. But Lord, we pray that they will not wait until they're old, but they will come and trust thee as children, that they will come and give their lives and their hearts to thee. We thank thee for those who do know and trust thee, and we pray, Lord, that you will enable them to grow in grace and to enjoy living for thee. And Lord, if there be any parents here tonight and they know not thee as Saviour, O Lord, we pray that you will even speak to them, and that tonight they might also come and put their trust and their faith in thee. So, Lord, as we leave thy house tonight, we pray that thou will help us to remember what we have learnt today. And, Lord, that thy word will continue to speak to each of our hearts, for we ask it for thy name's sake. Amen.
Thank you, Wesley. You'll be asked to leave in the usual fashion, row by row. Christina and I will go to the door. We'll keep distance. There's no handshaking, but we can just say good night to you at a distance. Thank you very much for coming. God bless you.